Happy Sabbath, Church. It is a privilege and an honor to be with you. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we wait a word from you. Disappoint us not, this we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. You see, I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes. You can't take a goldfish for walks. What lack I yet? What lack I yet? What lack I yet? Have you counted the cost if your soul should be lost? In this consumer economy, so much is driven by the price tag. Can I get the next best thing? Are we keeping up with the Joneses? And enough is never enough. Many hours are spent looking through the bank account, the savings that are diminishing, and asking, do I have enough? What lack I yet? But the question is not only asked in terms of things that people want to possess. The newest car, the latest phone, the bigger home. The question is asked sometimes in painful other ways. They had been married for many years. A good relationship, so she thought. Did her best for him. Prayed for him, cooked meals for him, ironed his clothes, bore his children, taught them, and sent them to the very best schools that they could afford. And now he's walking out the door. Rather, he turns and sends her out the door, saying, to the left, to the left. And she looks and asks herself, with tears streaming down her eyes, what lack I yet? What lack I yet? He'd been studying for the exam. For hours, comparing one part of the textbook with the other, going through questions, he felt prepared. This was the final that was going to liberate him and maybe launch his academic career. And now the scores come back and everyone gets an envelope. And he opens the envelope and he looks at the score. And he realizes that whatever mark he needed to get, he's short. Does not have enough money to pay for another tuition. Is not qualified enough to get a job. Everyone back at the home church is praying for him. And he doesn't want to go there and show his face. And the pain is unspeakable, and he asks, what lack I yet? We can all relate to this question. There's always something that we have done, that we have tried very hard to accomplish, that seems elusive and evasive, as if trying to chase a shadow with the sun at our back. The faster and further we run, the further and more distant the shadow seems to be. Jesus loved to teach. And as his manner was, he made contact. He mingled with the people. He showed compassion. When he saw them, his heart went out. He cared for them. And in caring for them, he won their confidence. And then he bid them follow me. He called them. These are the five C's of ministry. Yes. Contact. Yes. Compassion. Yes. Care. Yes. Confidence. Yes. And call. Yes. The book, Matthew. The chapter 19. The verse 13. Then there were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? At that particular point, I want to set the stage for you that sometimes the ones we are witnessing to are not necessarily the ones who are the most touched by what we're doing. Do you notice that he was spending time with the children? And in spending time with the children and blessing them, it gave this rich young ruler some hope that maybe he would speak to him. And now he asked the question, what good thing do I have to do that I might inherit eternal life? You see, he had a nagging feeling that something was missing. And to those looking on, there wasn't an obvious lack. Because he had been to the best schools. He had had a Christian education. He had made his mark in the community. He had a job. He had position. And people looked to him. He was a rich young ruler. By definition, he was okay. But he asked the question, what good thing do I have to do that I should have eternal life? The question demonstrates that he knew he didn't have it. No one has to tell you that you're having problems in your marriage. No one has to tell you that you can't meet your bills. No one has to tell you that you don't know where your children are. You know that. No one had to tell him that he was outside the gates of the kingdom. What lack I yet?
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. What good thing should I do? In other words, how do I pay for eternal life? Christ answers him first, why are you calling me good? This question is the essence of everything that is going to follow. And let me just break it down. He asks him, why do you call me good? Because he wants him to recognize who he is speaking to. Are you calling me good because you believe that I am a little better than others? Or are you calling me good because you recognize that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end? I am He who in the beginning spoke worlds into order, spoke carpet across the barrenness of the land, populated the sea. Mountains rose in purple splendor to the heavens. Why callest thou me good? I am He who saved 8 from the flood in the midst of unspeakable storm that would rip any vessel apart. The Titanic would not have survived. Why callest thou me good? I'm the one who fed multitudes across the wilderness, prepared a table in the presence of their enemies. Pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. Why callest thou me good? Pull down the walls of Jericho. Why callest thou me good? He never answers. Because he didn't know who he was speaking to. Didn't know he was speaking to God. Didn't know God was speaking to him. But then he answers. You know, I've been good. Good, good, good. I've taught from cradle roll to adult Sabbath school. I've been good. You know why? I've sang in the choir. I've gone on missionary trips. I've been good, 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 good. I have been an usher. I've been a deacon. I've been an elder. I've been good, good, real good. So then Jesus breaks it down for him. Just says this. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and your neighbor like yourself. Well, he didn't say that. Well, yes, he did. You say that you've been so good. Well, then take all that you have that God has given you, sell it and give it to all God's children, remembering what you do to the least of these, you're doing to me. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today. But you hide the checkbook away. That one thing that seemed almost impossible to give up. Have you ever seen a crash-proof plane that actually flew? Burdened down with so many riches and things
that he could never fly to higher heights. What are the things that you are holding on to that are bringing you down, that are of no use to you for eternity, that contradict your profession of love? Well, Christ could have asked him the question. Yeah. What lack I yet? Mm-hmm. I created the world for you. Yeah. I spoke whirling worlds into order for you. What lack I yet? Why don't you choose me? Yeah. He could have asked the same question. I saw you were coming down the line, so I saved 8 in the flood for you, so that you could be here today. What lack I yet? I've shown you that I can meet all your needs. Ask David. I was young and now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. What lack I yet? All the miracles of the Pentateuch, you can look at them. What lack I yet? I've stopped by here to tell you, remembering that I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save everybody. I've come by to let you know that you lack nothing. But how much is the doggy in the window? Mercy. Have you counted the cost? In other words, Christ was saying, you don't need it to give me anything to be saved. Give the stuff away. It's free. But is that too costly for you? Is free too costly for you? Are you able to set aside the weights that beset you and run the race? Is free too expensive? Christ now holds out his arms and asks humanity, what lack I yet? Satan, slimy serpents of sin, vomit their vehement venom into the veins of their victims, and the vision is vanishing on Friday. Christ asks, what lack I yet? The devil's diabolic demons of damnation swoop up from their deep dark dungeons. There's carnival in hell on Friday, and Christ asks, what lack I yet? The scribes and the Pharisees, Romans and the Sadducees, look at Calvary with euphoric glee on Friday. Christ asks, what lack I yet? Who will you have? Jesus or Barabbas? And hear the crowd. Barabbas, 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 Barabbas! What lack I yet? Christ asks. They ride him through, pushing him, whipping him, with a cross on his back. For you I've done all these things. I have given up everything. Glory. Splendor. I've stepped out of eternity into time to save you. What lack I yet? Son of God bends his head and dies.